We want the Lord to encourage our hearts in Him this morning. I want to start in Deuteronomy 30 and 19. And I feel like the Lord so clearly gave me this scripture. And it says here, verse 19, Deuteronomy 30, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. You know, this morning, this is quite a little challenge here that God puts before us. And He says here, the Word says, I call heaven and earth to record against you this day. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. You know, we have a choice in life this morning. We have a choice to make. And the choice is between life and death. And it really is. It's between life. It's between eternal life. It's between what Jesus said, I came to bring life, and that more abundantly. And then He speaks of death, and we all know what death is. There's a living death. There's a death of the soul that goes forever. And we want to choose life this morning. I'm still thinking along the veins that we've been studying for a number of weeks, and I would like for us to take this as from the Lord. I struggled with myself, okay? And I've been told a number of times, don't apologize for the word of the Lord. You know what? By the grace of God, I'm going to give whatever God gives me as long as I know it is Him. So you pray for me. It's not that heavy of a message this morning, but I know it's kind of reiterating some of the things we've heard. And I want to continue on the words that some of them we have already studied. But for whatever reason, I believe the Lord wants us to continue to study a little longer. You know, we read in John 12 and 25 each Sunday for some Sundays now, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. And we find choices like that all in the Word. It's there. It's a very clear message from the Word of God. And He says, Jesus told us that if we love our life, we're going to lose it. And if he that hateth his life in this world, now He's not talking about hating life. He's talking about self. He's talking about hating the thing that would destroy our life. And He makes that very clear in other passages. And so we see that He said that you will keep it unto life eternal if you do that. And jumping back one verse then, I'm just recapping a little bit about what we've said the last several weeks. The verse before that says, verily, verily, this is 24 of John 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Now, we had a bunch of fruit here the last week, and the week before we had a tomato plant with all kinds of tomatoes on it. And we love to see that, don't we? It's beautiful. It's something that only God can give us, that kind of fruit in our spiritual life, and give us something that feeds people, that's beautiful, that it's a blessing to us. It's a blessing to everyone else too. And that's the fruits of the Spirit of God. It's the fruits of the life of God. A real life with Him The Lord wants to fill our lives with those fruits and bless our lives with a heart and a life that's full of the good fruits of the Spirit of God. They're healthy, they're beautiful, they're nutritious to the life, to the soul of man. And people that are around those things, their lives are balanced, their lives are blessed. Even God Himself is pleased with those things because it comes from Him, and it's a blessing to every aspect of life. The fruits of the Spirit of God are. And so we want the Lord to help us this morning that we guard those things and that our life, that we treasure those things. If we love our life, we're going to lose it. Do you know that if we guard ourself, if we put all kinds of armor on, we're going to guard ourselves. We're not going to let ourselves get hurt. We're not going to let ourselves die. We're not going to let ourselves go where God wants us to go. Then what we will find is self and the devil, because he reigns in self. I'm not near as afraid of the devil as I am of self, because the devil has no power except I allow him to. He has no power over one of God's children. Greater, the scripture makes it very plain, that greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. And so we don't have anything to fear if we stay with the Lord. And so that's where my fear is. Lord, I want to keep my place with you. I want to keep myself subdued. And so I want to begin now and talk about some things that we've skimmed, we've touched the last several weeks, but I want to look at it closely, a little more closely this morning. Matthew 18 and 7. Matthew 18 and 7, it says, "Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh." Do you know that offenses are going to come? They are going to come in your life and in mine. They will come. And we find that they stop so many people. Why would we allow offenses to stop us from going to heaven? Offenses that the devil put there. That maybe one of the devil's people put there, or maybe a saint put there, not realizing or whatever. Offenses will come, the scripture says. But it goes on to say, "For it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh." Do you know that there's a two-sided thing to offenses? It's the offender and the offended. And many times I have known through life, and I have known through working with people, I've been amazed that this is one of the biggest things in life that take people and make them not prosper in the things of the Lord. And I want to explain some of how those things happen. Do you know that there's people that are bound up in offenses and it dominates their life until they die? It dominates their life all the way through. Now, you know what? You and I can be one of those people. And offenses can dominate our life clear to the end until it takes us down to destruction and to a devil's hell. We don't even like that word, do we? No, we don't. But I will tell you something. Offenses, if we latch on to them and hold them, they will cause us to err and lose our way with the Lord. And so this morning, I'm still talking about the cross. I'm still thinking about dying to our self. I want to divide that word, ourself. Our self. To self, that we die to self, because what is it that becomes offended? Self, our pride, our own who we are, our own rights, the things that we should have and don't, or somebody has offended, do you know that that's where we dig in many times? And folks, we will lose our souls in that place. If we don't die to self, to our self, if we don't allow the Lord to have those rights. See, we're not dying to the idea that, I guess it'll just be that way forever. We're giving it to God, the one that can take care of it. And we're taking our hands off. And when we give it to God, that means that our old self gave it up. And it's put in His garden. And it's planted in His way. And then He begins to water that seed and it begins to grow. And so when we give up ourselves, we are actually opening the seed, our own self, to bear much fruit. And the Lord plans on us bearing much fruit. But I will tell you, our self, our shell, who we are, what we plan, our future, all those things, our pride, those things, if they're not given to God, they'll encapsulate us and imprison us clear to the end of our life. And believe me, there's a lot of people that way. And it's not way out there. Folks, we have to be careful of these kind of things this morning. The Lord doesn't want offenses to dominate our life. Now, what I've found is that people will continuously deny that they are. But there's fruit, folks. There's fruit when there's fruit either way. And so I want to look at Hebrews 13 and 15. And I'm just going to give you some of the things here that the Lord gave me, and it may not even be that long. But verse 15 says, "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice." The sacrifice. You know what a sacrifice is? A sacrifice is something you give up. It's something. When they sacrificed animals, the animal lost its life and it was out of your hands. It was sacrificed. "Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name." Do you know this morning, if we're going to do this and be able to really sacrifice the fruit of our lips to God and live free from the offenses of the world, we're going to have to die to those things. And we're going to have to be willing. Let's try offering up the sacrifice of praise to God. Has He done anything good for us? Has the Lord has He blessed us in any way? Let's get our eyes on those things. I've known people that they can't get their eyes on those things because they're so taken up with offenses. They're so taken up with things in their life that dominate their life. We have death and life set before us. And I want to encourage us this morning to choose life. And you know what that scripture went on to say? That both thou and, what did it say? Both thou and thy seed may live. We want to look at the scripture a little bit here in a few minutes. Do you know that we affect our seed greatly? Do you know that I believe what that's telling us there is, if you choose death, your seed may not live either, meaning your children. Those that we influence, folks, we've got to live. The Lord wants our life to be full of sacrifices of thanksgiving to God. And blessing and praise. He wants our lips to be full of those things. They cannot be if we take up offenses in our life. And so I just want to encourage us this morning to realize that what is set before us is death and life. And if we choose offenses, we are choosing death. We are choosing that thing that will cause a downwind effect, a downriver effect from what we're doing this morning. I want to see all of us, I want to see those we influence to be blessed as well. And so the Lord says, choose life then. Choose life, that can be the case. I was thinking I know that this may not be something that you struggle with this morning. But folks, let's bear with the word of the Lord, because a lot of people struggle with this. A lot of people live here this morning in the world. And sometimes it will try to attach itself to us as well. I was thinking about, in a mechanic's term, they would say, I can't lift this car off of me. The car fell on them, and they truly cannot. Sometimes that's the way offenses are. And I know we've said this many times through the last several years, but Corrie ten Boom said she ministered to those that came from the prison camps. And she said that there was only two choices. Either they forgave. Can you imagine forgiving those that killed your family right in front of you and tortured and tormented you and took you down to bones until you suffered maybe every day, even then, even after the war, because of the things that you went through? And she said there was only two choices. They either forgive and return to a normal life or go to a mental institution. That was their two choices. Because the grief was so great, the hurt was so bad. You know, this morning, I just want to encourage us. I know sometimes it feels like the car fell on me. And maybe it did. And maybe it's too much for the human mind. But I want to tell you, that's where we have to die. We have to give it to God. We have to give our offenses to the Lord and allow Him to take those things and to make us live. The Lord can lift that car off of us. The Lord is able to do those heavy things that we cannot do. I was thinking in the language of a skier. It might be a double diamond black or double black diamond. I forget how you say that. But you know what? It seems impossible. I would not want to break my leg going down one of those things. But you know what? The Lord, if we will die to where we would dig in, to where self would say, no, this is my rights. This is, you know what? We don't have any rights. God has our rights. We give them to Him, and He gives back to us what we need. And He's promised to take care of us. And do we have rights in the Lord? I don't mean that we're defenseless. I don't mean that we are without any help. Folks, God will be our help. He has a way that works. He has a way that when it comes out, it bears fruit. That's the way of the Lord. It bears fruit, and fruit is good. We saw this the other day, a few weeks ago. Fruit is good, is it not? Vegetables, those things are good because a seed lost its identity and let God grow in it. Do you think that God is going to allow us to be taken to nothing? I don't believe He is. Not if we take His way. He's going to fight our battles. He's going to help us know how to walk in things. We're not talking about being jellyfish. We're talking about being Christians, being guided by the Spirit of the Lord, bearing fruit that brings forth things that has seed in it. So I want to encourage us to sacrifice, the sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, to give unto the Lord the praise that's worthy of His name. But what we have to do is we have to get our eyes on the Lord to be able to do that. You know, when we have our eyes on our offenses, we die. When we center on those things, we die. But when we get our eyes up and get them on the Lord, we live. Do you know that when we're working with God like that, He brings forth fruit in our life, good fruit? And the Lord wants to do that this morning. So I just want to encourage us, choose life, that thou and your posterity might live. Choose life. Choose that thing that makes the heart sing. You know, there's signs that say that we've not died. caustic anger. Do you know when that lives within us and we let that live? That's a sign we have not died. Now, we might have 1,000 reasons for it. We might have 1,000 reasons why that anger burns like that. But I want to tell you, God wants us to unload it to Him. And He wants us to work with. And He might have us have some real open communication about some things sometimes. All of those things. The Lord's way works like that. He's not a jellyfish God. The Lord is the God that made this thing. And His ways work. And they work well this morning. I think when we quit looking around, quit looking at offenses, quit looking at other things, and look at God and walk with Him, that's when God begins to work in our life. But when we have caustic, burning anger, when we have stubbornness, now I'm just going to say, we know when we just have stubbornness. We're not trying to do the right thing, we're just being stubborn. Do you know that's a sign that we haven't died to ourselves this morning? Do you know that those things bring an unhappiness in our heart when it comes to spiritual life and life as a whole many times? Sometimes it's hard for us because offenses are something that offend us. It's hard for us to die to that because we want to walk a road that no offenses are going to come to me. But do you know that when we're willing to take the low road, God's way, that means the road that does it God's way. I don't know all the answers for our situations, but I know God has a way. And that way is a way that crucifies the flesh. It's a way that brings about wholesome and good fruit. It's humility in our situations. It's love when there's hatred everywhere. That's God's way. It's peace when all around us is disturbance and fuel and fire and trouble and on and on all around us. But somewhere there needs to be some folks, dear ones, that have the fruits of God's way, of God's Spirit. He calls it a highway. He said a highway shall be there because it's elevated, a way that's higher than the ground around it. And we think it's taking the low road. And God calls it the highway. It's the highway of holiness. It's the highway of God's way this morning. Now, we just want to find where that is. Lord, where is your way? I'll die to myself. That's not easy, is it? That's a fast way to say something that might really take a crucifixion this morning. We said a week or so ago, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. We can die spiritually, or we can die to ourselves. And that's what this comes down to many times. The problem in today's world is that nobody knows they die spiritually. Everybody just goes on. I'm not, and they deny everything. And they live in a world that has the fruits that are not the fruits of the Spirit of God, where continuously there is a blessing to people. Continuously there is a feeding and a blessing. And instead, there is a cursing. Instead, there is a opposite of those things this morning. I want to read this song, or part of this song again, that we sang this morning. I kind of hated that we called such a morose song. But I want to show you what I brought. I didn't bring fruit this morning. I went out in the yard and picked up some leaves. Those are pretty, aren't they? I mean, kind of. Here's some more. Their leaves. There was a lot that looked like this. Then some really crackly, crunchy leaves. And we have a lot more here. I won't get them all out. But these are leaves. Now, I want to ask you something this morning. How about leaves? We sang the song. It says, "Nothing but leaves I've gathered." Do you know this is very full of meaning this morning? It says, because there's a contrast that this is contrasting against. We could have been gathering fruit. Fruit that has its end in eternal life. But instead, self. I've been just gathering leaves. There hadn't been any fruit. There isn't something there that's going to feed. There isn't something there that's got the seed in it that's going to go on. When from the field of labor others bring golden sheaves, then in the day of judgment shall I be found with tares when God rewards the faithful with crowns of shining stars? Didn't the Lord say, choose life. I've set before you today death and life. Now choose life. Choose the good way. Choose the good things. Why should we choose offenses? There isn't any fruit there. Maybe we got some leaves. Selfish leaves. Leaves of what we say of our own selfishness. Leaves of our own anger. Leaves of our own way. Leaves of our own thoughts. All of those things. We got them. After they set for a while, they just go back. They're not even green anymore. They just go back to dirt. But the fruit, it's got seed in it. It's got something that goes on. It feeds people. Folks, why should I gather nothing but leaves? If we take offenses in our life, I want to tell you, you're going to have leaves. You're not going to have fruit. You're going to have leaves. Nothing but leaves I've gathered, so sad, but alas, it's true. What I have done, I never, never more can undo. Past is the harvest season. I can't grow. I can't gather it now. It's past. The summer has come and gone. Reaping for future burning, the thorns and briars I've sown. Now, folks, we can spend our life like this, and many, 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 many people do spend their lives like that. And I've met quite a few of them. I've been shocked when you start working with them. And, you know, they want to come. They want to be saved. They want to live for the Lord. But no, I can't go there. I can't give up my offenses. I can't give up those things of self that I hang on to. I can't do it. I won't do it. And so they come down to the end and the harvest time is past. Now's the time that's acceptable, isn't it? Now's the time for us to let the Lord take our seed, our life, our self, our thoughts, our ways, our offenses, our needs. And now's the time for us to give them to Him. Lord, I'm the one that needs prayer. And here we're praying for this other person. We're praying for these other people. We're praying for our boss. And the Lord's saying, hey, you're praying for the wrong person. Pray for yourself. Because I want you to bear fruit. Much fruit. That don't come by someone else dying. Because they can do the right thing. And then we go on. And we're still ourselves. And the Lord wants you and me to bear much fruit this morning. Nothing but leaves I've gathered. Now, this song says, dear sinner, oh, hear the cry. But I'm going to tell us all, folks, some personalities and some people are much more susceptible to this. I was thinking about, of course, we've been having a lot of gardening analogies, but we've got a big, nice squash plant. It's got big old leaves. It's wonderful. Oh, we've had nice squash from that. But do you know what? It's lost its color. You know what I know? I hadn't seen it, but I know. There's a boreworm in there. It's bored into the stem and it's gotten in there. And we've tried to kill those in there. Rosie even put some stuff down in the stems, trying to kill me, cut some out and take them out, but maybe didn't get them all. And I can see that the plant is dying. Will it make it? Probably not. I've been watching for a long time. It happens like that. Squash is so hard because it's so susceptible. Cucumbers, they're so susceptible. Those plants are much more susceptible to the boar worm than the tomato. I've never had a boar worm in a tomato. But you know what? They've got their things too, but not the boar worm. But you know what? There's something. It gets inside, and it doesn't just eat. I was reading about it. It carries disease, and it infects the whole plant. And so here this plant has multiple stems, big, beautiful plant. All these stems coming off, big, pretty leaves. It was. Now it's pale, kind of pale yellow leaves, and it's different now because I know that there's something in here, and it's boring. There's something inside that thing somewhere. Folks, when we see our leaves, and it was producing fruit. And I know it's going to quit doing that. It's already slowed way down. It's still got some blossoms. But it's going to be that way. This morning, the Lord help us each one that we can bear fruit for the Lord today. Swiftly your days are passing. Soon you'll be called to die. What are the seeds you're sowing? What will you reap at last? Sometime you'll surely gather sheaves from the seeds you've cast. And so that song says nothing but leaves I've gathered. This morning, I believe the Lord wants us to have something much better than that. 2 Timothy 2 and 14. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's a worthy pursuit, isn't it? But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus. You know, things can eat like a canker, can't they? And they get inside, and you don't know what's wrong sometimes. Somebody don't, but there's something eating away. What is it? What is it? Is it a canker? Is it a gangrene type ulcer? Is it, you know, you look that word up, it says a canker from, let's see, to gnaw, an ulcer, gangrene, canker. Webster says a canker is a virulent corroding ulcer or anything that corrodes, corrupts, or destroys. Hebrews 12 and 14 says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Do you know how much influence we have on each other, folks? We have a lot of influence on one another. I've seen it. You see it in families. You see it in groups of people. There's a tremendous influence from one person to another. And he says here, the writer of Hebrews says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness. There's that gardening thing, lest any root. I was pulling grass out of a bed the other day, and I noticed there were roots down in there. Trying to get those roots out was a lot harder than plucking that grass off the top because they were rooted. It was rooted. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Now this morning, just want to encourage us to not be defiled on the inside by anything. Not by a desire, not by a hurt, not by a lust, not by anything. When we get our mind and our eyes off of the Lord, and when in place of that devotion with God, there's something else in place of it. In our mind, it won't stop. In our minds revolving. We know what we're talking. We all know what this is about, don't we? And our mind is dwelling on that thing. I want to tell you something. Pretty soon, your spiritual leaves will begin to fail. The color will leave it. The vibrance will not be there. Why? Whose fault is it? Whose fault is it? It's my own, isn't it? Because I'm the keeper of my soul. I'm the one that can take it to God. I'm the one that can keep my eyes on the Lord. I'm the one that can take my eyes off of the offense and say, Lord, you show me what to do, and I'll do it your way by the grace of God. You know, when we do that, we can live. Do you know when we do that, we can have a vibrant testimony? Even when the oppression, even when the devil is fighting, do you know he don't have to take away our vibrant testimony? Do you know we can still have those good things of God this morning? And I want to encourage us to have them and to make sure we have them. Keep our eyes on the Lord. When things don't even get our eyes on our own problems. Maybe we wish that we were stronger in some ways than we are. Folks, we have to get our eyes on God. Lord, help me to be the person you want me to be. Help me to be a good example. Help me to be more patient and more kind. Help me to be more gentle than I am. Do you know, the Lord, we got a lot to work on right here, don't we? And I believe the Lord wants us to have our eyes on Him and not on anything else. Where does the spiritual vibrance go? Where does the color go out of the spiritual life? Where do the fruits go? Oh, pretty soon it dies. Pretty soon the little worm down in there, it dies. It's gone. And it is no more. Psalms 37 and 3. Folks, we're the keeper of our soul. And I don't know altogether why the Lord gave me this, but I want to tell you something. I believe He talked to me about these things. And I want to ask you to pray for us that we'll have the Word of God that makes us live. I would love to tickle you behind your ears and things be all jolly all the time. But folks, we got to be careful with our souls. The Lord wants our life to come from within. He wants there to be streams of living waters that flow out of our life. And it will if we'll allow Him to. But let us get our hearts set on some little canker. Let us get our heart set on some offense. Let it get set on something we want a little too bad, a little more than what God wants us to have. And we'll find our leaves starting to fail. We'll find we don't have anything to really testify about. And the Lord wants us to have something, folks, in our life. Psalm 37 and 3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Here's where our input, our purpose, this is where our energy needs to be settled right here. He shall delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him. And He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. I will tell you, we can start to fret, and we can fret and fret, and we can think about, and it'll get bigger, and we'll feel more upset on the inside. But the scripture tells us to consider Jesus. And we've read this several times, but Hebrews 12 and 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. All this morning, I know we've said a lot about fruit in the past few weeks and talked about it a lot. Fruit is so good, folks. We live from the things God has given us. We live from those things. They're valuable and they're beautiful this morning. I want to encourage us not to look at God's way and as something that, well, I have to do that. Folks, that's where the fruit is. It's good for us to realize these things. If we want to live, then we need to not be afraid to die to self, to those things where self would live. When He has told us, and that's Matthew 5, when He's told us to love your enemies and to bless them that curse you, that's pretty quick language there for such a tall call, isn't it? That's doesn't take long to read that. But I'll tell you what, to bless those that curse you, that's going to take some grace from God this morning. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For He maketh His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. If you love them that love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. And that's where that scripture is cited, right there. Right in this place. And Jesus knew what a battle this was for us as people at times. Just want to encourage us this morning to let the Lord live in our life. I think we'll be surprised at the blessing of it. And again, it doesn't mean that we just don't have anything to say. We just don't have anything. The Lord will make us man up to what He wants us to man up to. And that will include a whole lot of humility and love to other people. But we will have to bear some things. And we may have to, I think sometimes people misunderstand that we're talking about something jellyfish here, but we're not. Folks, people that are moved in the Spirit of the Lord, they can deal with issues that need to be dealt with. They can deal with those things and talk about those things and be upfront about things. But to let them inside, to let them begin to eat as doth a canker, to let the worm take our thoughts, our mind, our life, and everything, big mistake this morning. Choose life this morning that we might live, both thou and thy seed might live. Pray for me too.